those tires on.
Don't drain this time. Remember, they fan out down there. So protect that bottom. So Sunday drive.
All right, Wolfman. Hey, the car's off. Be ready.
Right, be ready.
Ready, ready. Green flag.
Green.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Inside Pass. I am Randy Miller. It's like a chain reaction of different people in the studio every week now, because now Tom's here, but Peter and Noah are not here.
But they will be.
But they will be, yes. So eventually the whole gang will be back together and all will be right in the world, but it's going to take about 15 minutes for that to happen. So.
Yeah, they're fighting lap traffic out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, but Peter and Noah are on the are en route to the studio, so they will be here shortly. And so once we get the gang back together again, we'll be able to breathe a little bit easier. I think Peter's probably talked out. He talked himself out last week because he talked more in the last week and a half than he's probably talked since he's been a part of our show. In any event, we are glad to have everybody back with us again for another year of shows. I thought we were going to have a shortage of things to talk about, but then NASCAR came through in the clutch and released a bunch of stuff today. So we will have plenty to talk about, including a driver who will be using this year to say goodbye to everybody, and we'll talk about Eric Almirola's announcement coming up here in just a little bit. There is plenty of other news. Our good friend Matt DiBenedetto found himself a new ride, which is exciting, so we'll talk about that too. He is actually going to be on our show in a couple of weeks too.
Yay.
To talk about that, so that's cool. We have other news. Lots of drivers finding new rides and new places and re-signing in rides and places this year, so we'll talk all about that. There are some good quality rides, or I guess decent quality rides, still remaining out there in all three major series, so I thought we'd take a little bit of time while we're waiting for Daytona and for LA, the clash at the Coliseum, to kind of go over the remaining rides and where we think everybody might end up. And I guess it kind of throws, Eric Almirola's ride into tizzle for next year.
I don't think so.
But there could be something in the news that would might perhaps end that controversy as well. So we've got that to talk about as well. We've also got a lot of crew chief changes, mainly over at Colic Racing, as they finally have crossed the T's and dotted the I's and, you know, all that kind of good stuff with their contracts. So we'll talk about the crew chief lineups over there, and that's going to be about our show. So we are going to step aside, take a break. Hopefully the two boys will be here when we come back, and we will start our show right after this. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love the sound of high revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
What an awesome game.
What's up with your car?
I don't know. It won't start.
How are we getting home?
Chill. My parents signed me up for the roadside assistance from Lewis Meineke. It was free with my oil change. They'd come and get the car started or get us home and tow the car to the shop.
Good to know. With my driving, my parents never know what to expect.
When you join the Meineke Car Care Club with a $35 preferred service, you get 4 free months of roadside assistance, including tire change, battery jump, lockout service, towing, and more. Contact Lewis Meineke, located on Route 1, or call 827-2054.
When do you think of a plumber? Like most people, even if it's an emergency, you can be confident about who will arrive to help you. For quality and reliability, count on someone you can trust. Call on the plumbing services of Hague Quality Water of Maryland. Plumbing doesn't have to be an emergency. We handle all kinds of preventative maintenance, too. Hague Quality Water of Maryland is family-owned here in Annapolis since 1993. For a refreshing choice, call us at 888-84-WATER or visit us online.
Hey, I'm Howie DeSavino, and you're listening to The Inside Pass.
So as my mama used to say, look what the cat's dragged in. Noah and Peter are here.
Noah and Peter.
Oh, I feel like I haven't seen Noah in like a month.
A year.
Yeah. It's been a year.
It's been a year. It really has been a year.
Month of Sundays.
Since last year.
So how was your off time?
It was good. It was really nice. It's always good to spend some quality time with family. Especially around the holidays, so it was really nice. We got some snow too.
I was gonna say you guys got some snow up there.
Yeah, we got some snow and
a couple snow days mixed in with your vacation time.
Yeah, good stuff.
Are you good, Peter?
Yeah,
are you sure?
Great. Yeah, I got a nice half day of snow.
Well, you rested your voice for a whole week. Are you good now?
That's right. Okay, yeah,
good. Just making sure. I got to take care of my people. So let's talk about Eric Amarola. He made an announcement today that this year 2022 was going to be his final season. Smithfield will be back for his final season, and so he's going to send off his maiden voyage. And one of the drivers that just wants to spend more time with family. I mean, that's kind of been the ongoing trend in recent years. From Carl Edwards down, a lot of the drivers just, you know, got to a point where the grind of the yearly schedule just gets to them, and they're like, you know what, I've missed my kids' games, I've missed my kids' everything in life, and I just want to stay home and be a dad and be a husband and you know, that's kind of where we're going right now. So that's what Eric's decision was. And so we'll talk about where that could mean for the 10 team in a little bit, because there was another announcement with Stuart Haas. But Tom, what do you think?
Well, I wish I could say I was totally surprised, but I'm actually not. And the reason I say that is because, as you say, there is this growing trend that drivers are retiring younger and younger. And when Stuart Haas announced that they were signing Ryan Preece as a reserve driver, I'm air quoting as I say that, and that he would run a selection of races across the Big Three series for next year with that team or affiliates thereof. At that point, for me, I started to wonder if there wasn't some sort of a part two of that announcement, and I'm not going to say that Ryan's going to be Eric's replacement, because that has not been officially announced, guys, but it would make perfect sense, honestly, that Ryan is groomed this year. He's going to be their test driver. He's going to be racing some truck races and some Xfinity races. And I guess they said a couple of cup starts, not sure in which car, because it'll be a satellite car, but Peter, I think I would say, first of all, that I think Eric, I congratulate him on his decision, because, you know, I'm glad if he wants to spend time with family. He's got, his kids are 9 and 10, so he wants to watch them grow up and be a part of all of that. And it's been a good career for him, and I'm sure he'll be looking to go out with a bang this year with some wins.
Absolutely. I can't echo your sentiments enough about Almirola and everything he's done in racing and his reasons for wanting to step away. He's, like he said in his video today, only 37, he'll be 38 in March, and he wants to spend quality time with his wife and his two kids while they still think dad is cool. That's what his video said.
Yeah, and I think another layer too could be even the sponsorship side of things too. Smithfield's had some differing type of positionings, changes. That's what I'm looking for. It's been a month.
executive
they've
changes.
Had some There yes. we go. Thank you so much. They've had some executive changes up top, and it's been a little bit more difficult to strike deals with them. But they're still going to be on the car this year. But yeah, I mean, look, Eric has been doing this for a while, and the bulk of his family still lives in Tampa. And they did a special on him recently where he said he wished he could get down to Tampa more. You know, his parents had moved over to the Charlotte area with him, but everybody else stayed. And so ever since he was a kid, when they bought a racetrack, a go-kart track, and helped him, you know, his family's kind of been devoted to his racing, and he's ready to devote some more time to them, which is so commendable.
Yeah, I bet with the sponsorship thing, you know, Smithfield is basically a Chinese company, so they go year to year with sponsorship. Yes. And I bet it gets stressful for a driver, you know, knowing that your entire career hinges on whether or not this sponsor comes back from year to year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a multi-year deal like a lot of teams have. So for him, you know, I'm sure the last probably 5 years or so have been stressful for him, just having to wait till, and it seems like the announcement from Smithfield gets later and later
right.
and later.
These last few years, it's been more
yeah,
difficult.
So it's like, you know, you're 6 weeks away from Daytona, not knowing if you're going to have a sponsor, and then all of a sudden they go, okay, we'll come back another year. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to have a heart attack waiting on the sponsorship to go. I'm going to go out while I'm healthy
right.
And be able to spend this time with my kids and my wife.
The interesting thing about this for me is, again, I go back to the Priest announcement, and at first I'm thinking, well, this may be the start of a new trend, you know, because we don't have reserve drivers in NASCAR generally. But then I got thinking there's got to be a part two here. Now, so again, I don't want to presume that they're going to make Ryan the driver in 23, but you would have to think he certainly would be in the catbird seat in terms of consideration for that car next year. And, you know, I don't think they would have signed him if they didn't. And I don't think he would have agreed to be somebody's sort of backup plan if there weren't something more there that was intended.
Yeah,
it's true.
Another tidbit I wanted to add is Almirola's retirement announcement came on the 5-year anniversary of Carl Edwards' shocking the world announcement, and oddly enough, they were both 37 when they made this announcement. Just a weird coincidence.
I also like how it came on the 10th of the month as the 10 driver.
10 driver.
That's probably on purpose.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's probably something to that. Although, I mean, Carl's done a good job of staying out of the limelight. I mean, lately he's kind of been not really in the limelight, but, you know, he's been helping victims of the tornadoes. And, you know, like, he's been out and about. And, you know, he did say that he was kind of interested and intrigued by this new next-gen car. But he was like, I'm not coming back. I'm just saying, I like the sound of this car. And I'm like, wait, that's not like how you said that doesn't – no. You want to get back in the car. Just nobody's calling your phone. That's
big motors and small blades.
Yeah, if somebody said, come and test my car – I'm sure he'd be right there. Of course, I don't think NASCAR would probably allow that, but that's. But I'm just saying, I think he's intrigued in the intrigued sense, not in the intrigued in the come out of retirement sense. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to do the grind anymore.
Well, they're going to let Junior go to Daytona and test.
Well, them. Junior's a broadcaster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well,
Junior and Kleiner. Junior
Carl Edwards could be a politician if he wants to be.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly so could. Why not?
And he's I guess,
maybe that's why he's not going to be allowed. He's going to be
I guess Junior's also to run a NASCAR race every year since retirement too, at least one. So that could
he's
be
still an active quote unquote driver. Right. So well, and plus the whole, you know, they want him. He wants to get behind the wheel of the cars so he knows what he's talking about during the NBC portion of the broadcasting.
Yeah.
The new car is going to be new for everybody, so somebody needs to know what the car feels like, looks like, acts like.
And there was a quote today by Dale Jr. when that announcement, you know, dropped that he will be with Hendrick Motorsports testing their car in Daytona.
The 5 car.
By the time viewers are hearing this, it's happened. But there was something that he said that really interests me. And that was when they asked him, could this be a potential cup, you know, you coming back to run a one-off race or something like that here in the future? He said he wouldn't, in years past he's kind of been like, nah, not really. But he was like, I won't close the door to the possibility. And that interests me.
Love that line.
When they schedule the race at Bowman Gray, Junior will be there.
Exactly.
But that interests me because he's got a good pal, Steve Letarte, who's associated with Spire, right? And they've got a car that they're running full time that they only have Josh Balicki right now for select races in. I mean, I'm just saying, wouldn't that be cool?
I don't see that happening, but
I don't either. But you know, we could
got to run that one by Amy, the boss.
I
think that's where the word no is going to come.
Well, but I mean, if anything, though,
Xfinity's one thing, but
right.
It might give Junior the opportunity to think about whether or not he wants to put Junior Motorsports into the Cup Series, because now having being behind the wheel of this car and seeing what the car is made of, looking at numbers and cost and things like that, he may go, you know what, maybe it is worth buying a $13 million charter or whatever the case maybe to, you know, well, by the time next year comes along, yeah, it'll be $25 million, but still, to be able to run, you know, a car in the Cup Series, because that's what Junior said he was wanting to do. But speaking of testing, as Noah mentioned, they're going to be doing Daytona later in the week, but they did do Atlanta this past week. And so the drivers got an opportunity, well, I guess three drivers got the opportunity to go down there and see what the track layout looks like now that it's been completed. And at least one driver, Kurt Busch, is kind of, I guess, eating crow, because he was one of the drivers that was like, oh, this is going to be horrible, and, you know, they've messed up the track, and they didn't get our opinion. But he went down there, and I think he used something to the effect of, you know, if I had the exploding brain emoji, that's what my feelings are right now. Because it's like, you know, he goes down there, and it's like a completely different racetrack, and he sort of seems like he's in love with it, so we'll have to see what happens. But, no, the three drivers that went down there was him, Ross Chastain, and
Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher all seem to say that this track is going to be really wicked fast, and a very cool layout for a track like that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, I think a lot of times these drivers get...
Let's go to break. We'll be back right after this.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Louis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Louis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Louis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes on Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, you're right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
I'm at the NASCAR Epicenter Daytona 500 Grand Marshall Track House representing. When I come to the stage, I'm in the suite next to the greatest of all time, baby, MJ. Blake Shelton, Tim McGraw, so in love, three seconds.
Welcome back to the show. I wasn't even looking at Noah, and I could tell that he was like
all into
that song. I did forget to mention Chase Purdy will be on at the bottom of the hour. By the way, he's got a new ride with Hattori Enterprises, and
yes,
he'll be teammates with Tyler Ankrum. So we'll talk to Chase about his full-time ride and being, I guess, new old teammates with Tyler, because he was a teammate with Tyler at GMS last year. So he gets to be, well, he only got to run a handful of races last year, so I guess that doesn't technically count, but whatever. Anyway, before
sure
the
race.
Well, yeah, I mean,
handful is better than zero.
That's well. That's
they
very
were teammates
true.
For a number of races.
That is very true. Yes. So before the break, we were talking about the Atlanta test.
We were,
And I was kind of wondering why Noah gave a one word answer, and then I realized that we were coming up for a break. So now, Noah, you may expand on your sounds great with a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna let Tom go first because I think you had a thought.
Oh well, I was just gonna say that I just always find it funny that whenever we're gonna redo a racetrack lately, it seems like these drivers. The drivers just all panic, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. It's the humanity. And then they go actually get on it, and all of a sudden it's going to be great, you know? And I think they knew what they were doing when they decided to do the rework of this track. And, you know, the thing is, Noah, is how many years did we have to listen to the drivers say, don't repave it, you'll ruin it? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, eventually you just have to do something. And while they were doing that, they kind of changed the width of it a little bit in the banking. And what we got now is one bad, fast mile and a half track, apparently.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I'm really interested for it. And I agree with what you said. I know that weekend, you know, I went back and explored some of the interviews from that weekend over the past week just ahead of the test. And I remember of that weekend, it was like a day or two before everyone showed up to the track that they had the press release drop. And that's how the drivers found out. It's like, boom, here you go. Here's a little picture of it. And yeah, a lot of people were upset. Kevin Harvick was one of the biggest like kind of negative toward the track. And his major issue was just, and Kyle both, he and Kyle Busch both, was that SMI in the past kind of had a, you know, when they redid Texas and then they redid, and then,
Bristol,
you know, Bristol,
Kentucky.
They didn't really care for. So they were worried in that regard. And then, of course, letting go of Atlanta. But I think that, like Randy said earlier, they're kind of going to eat crow. I mean, until we see the race, we don't really know altogether. But from what it's looked like so far and the work that they've done, SMI did step up on this one. And it looks like it's going to be really good.
Well, I mean, if you look at Texas, I don't know that they necessarily ruined Texas. I don't think there's anything wrong with Texas. I don't think there's really, I mean, obviously Bristol for a while was a different track, but, you know, and now they put it back. But, I mean, I don't think there's much wrong with Texas. I just think the cars they've been racing on it are bad. You know, I think this car will run better at Texas. But I honestly, I'm not surprised Kevin Harvick was one of the biggest. I mean, he had won, you know, what?
Right, right.
One out of every two races there.
And that surface was the place of his first win, you know. So there's a lot of sentiment for there.
So, I mean, you know, naturally he was going to be a little bit concerned. But absolutely. No, I think it's going to be a great racetrack, guys. I really do. And I think it's going to be very different. And I think this is what we've been missing. These mile and a halfs, they're basically everybody's, you know, cookie cutter. They're all basically the same track. And so when they changed Texas a little, and now we've changed Atlanta significantly, you know, I think this track now becomes a track that everybody's going to look forward to going to every year.
Yeah, and I think this will just be overall a better year for the mile and a half racing, even away from Atlanta with the package that we're going to bring.
Yes.
I'm really optimistic because for the past few seasons when we've gone to mile and a halves, I've been like, all right, this is going to go, you know, pretty much the same way. Restarts are going to be chaotic, and then there is
just all spread out. No
Kyle
passing.
Kyle Larson's going
to
run off and win by 2 seconds.
So
well, that's every track,
right? That still may happen, but no, I'm very excited just to see mile and a half, including Atlanta for sure. Atlanta this season with the new package, and then of course what they're bringing there for the new track at Atlanta.
Well, these NASCAR drivers are a lot like the NASCAR fan base to a certain extent. I mean, they complain about everything. They complain about, you know, us running the Clash at Daytona because the race was too long and there was too many laps and the track was too big. So we went to a track that could probably fit in this booth or in the studio.
Yeah.
And now they're all, that race is going to be horrible and that track isn't big. What do you want? What really do you want? And now the same thing with, you know, you messed up Atlanta. Atlanta's not the same track, but yet you still complained about how you hated all the cookie cutter racetracks. So NASCAR is trying to find ways to not have cookie cutter racetracks, in quotation marks, by taking those tracks and letting them reconfigure them, redesign them, rebank them, remold them into different versions of the same track so that they have a little bit of a differentiation to them and people still want to complain.
And we already have one of the best kind of that cookie cutter type of track with Auto Club that's going to be transformed into a short track, you know, in a year to come. So, I mean, there are changes coming, but of course we can't turn everything into a short track. So,
well, we could.
Logistically. We could, but logistically.
That was, but we should.
That was Harvick's idea for Atlanta, making right, a short track.
He did say, he said that the best idea would probably be to make it a short track, and the most cost-effective idea was probably to keep the walls up and kind of configure it around that.
Let's just run half the races backwards.
I've heard that one before.
I mean,
counterclockwise.
Then you're not doing anything to the racetrack. You're just making them run in reverse.
Yeah.
How many cars are set up to turn right instead of left?
There was a race on April Fool's Day one time at Martinsville, and they came back from break on Fox, and they had like the inverse of the screen where it looked like they were doing it.
Really?
It was the coolest thing. I remember like wondering how they did that. Like, it was just the way they flipped it was so cool.
I've never understood that. Like, I even see people online sometimes, they do like an Instagram live or something, and you can tell that what you're seeing is like the reflection out of a mirror or something, and I'm just like, how do you get your phone to even do that?
And it does it so perfect. Like, it's like, it looks normal, but it's not.
I remember my my rookie year when I raced dirt cars. I raced what's called the bomber class. It's a it's like a startup class or whatever.
Four-cylinder car?
I read the rule book, and the rule book actually, there's a rule in the rule book that states that at any given time, the officials can decide to stop the race and make them all turn around and go in reverse. And I was terrified, terrified that was going to happen to me. And I was like, Dad, what are we going to do? And he's like, son, I've raced for 40 years. They've never done it. I'm like, well, then why is it in the rule book? Is one of my questions. And they never did do it, but it was just funny because I'm like, one of these days.
I'm curious if there's something similar in the NASCAR rule book.
It sounds like one of those things where I'm going to be like the one race in my entire life I'm going to be leading, and they're going to go, we're going to turn around and start over, and I'm going to be 20th. And I'm going to be like, now I got to work my up to defending it.
Imagine a driver being scared of a rule that's never been enforced, Peter. That's it's kind of like that rule in everybody's downtown laws where you can't like tie up a pony or something.
Right,
you know, it's like, we're never going to use that one again. You so don't worry about it.
You can't spit on the sidewalk in Mooresville.
Oh, really?
There is a sign on the wall in downtown.
Peter should go to jail.
Spitting on the sidewalk.
Wow,
that's crazy. I never knew that.
You can't kill a whale in Oklahoma either.
Do they know it's the South and people dip? Like, if you're into skull, like, how do you not? I don't know. That's
wait. I'm still trying to get. You can't kill the whale in Oklahoma.
Yes, there's plenty of them to choose from.
Gee, I wonder why.
What are you going to the aquarium? I hope not.
Where did that come from?
I wonder where that rule exists. Anyway, so there are some other news and notes with the Xfinity and the truck series. I guess we'll do trucks first. Spencer Boyd released a little video on his social medias over the weekend that he will be back with Young's Motorsports this year, but he will not be in the 20 truck. He'll be in the 12 truck instead, which is actually a pretty cool video because it's like black and white.
Yeah,
he walks
really
into the shop,
a nice job on it.
And he touches the car or touches the truck, and it turns into a color frame or whatever. But it's the 12, not the 20. And he gets in the car, or gets in the truck. It's a pretty cool video, but it's kind of cool. I mean, that's the 12 is pretty much the house truck for that team. So he gets to be the house driver this year, and I think they still have another ride or so left. At Young's that they haven't filled yet,
so
that's one of the rides we'll talk about a little bit later on. But at least Spencer gets a little bit more seat time at Young's.
Yeah, funny thing is the guy that was in that 12 truck last year, Tate Fogelman. I was in a class earlier today at High Point University, and he also attends there.
Yeah,
and they're going down the list, and then all of a sudden I hear Tate Fogelman. And I look over, and I'm like, holy crap. Tate and I are in the same sports PR class.
That's pretty
that's
cool.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, he was on the show before.
Tate's running for On Point Motorsports this year in the 30 truck. Yeah, Toyota. That's a great ride for him.
Going to be exciting.
That'll be good for him and the team.
The exciting thing for me with the truck series is that the Rackley team, Rackley War Racing, has announced that Matt DiBenedetto is going to run full-time for the team in 2022. Willie Allen, who's the president of the team, will be on our show in 2 weeks. I don't know if he's going to be in studio or on the phone, but he's going to be on the show, and then Matt's going to call in too to kind of talk about that. So that's exciting stuff. Matt's a good friend of the show, obviously, a really good guy. It's great to see him land on his feet, and I think this, Tom, is going to be the best thing that Matt has done in years, because it's a step back, but it's also a step to kind of resurge your career, and I think he can do great things with that team.
Okay, so I've known Willie Allen a while. And the only thing I will say is that there may be no more fun garage area in NASCAR than Willie Allen and Matt DiBenedetto in the same place, because those two are both nuts. No, this is a good deal for Matt. It drops him back to the truck series, lets him go out and have some fun. This is a team that I think is an emerging race team, Rackley War. They're very successful at every level, super late models. They've got the truck. And I think Matt's going to do a good job for them. The truck series continues to get more exciting. You've got Matty D. You've got Ryan Preece running a handful of races again for DGR. I'm glad to see Matt get this opportunity, and I think it's great for the team as well. He'll be able to help kind of mature that team a little bit.
Yeah, it's the whole idea of veterans versus rookies. Yeah. Versus, you know, it's the whole mix of great talent, and I think that makes the truck series what it is you get different drivers from different disciplines kind of coming together, and that's what makes the truck series what it is. So we'll talk more with about Matt and Willie in the next couple of weeks when they're here on the show.
Yeah.
So right now we are going to step aside. Chase Purdy is on the line, so when we come back, we will talk to Chase about, speaking of trucks, his full-time ride with Hattori Enterprises in 2022 with his teammate Tyler Ankrum. Hopefully Tyler doesn't talk him into getting a micro sprint.
Tyler just got old enough to buy his own. So.
That's right. All right. Yeah. So we are going to step aside. Our show presented by MyComputerCareer.edu. Training for a better life. Be right back.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes. On Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everybody, this is Larry McReynolds with NASCAR on Fox, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Oh, he said the Inside Pass too. He went to the same school that Howie DeSavino.
Yes.
Because I always say
the inside.
Because there is only one.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. The gang is all here. We're all back together again. So all is right in the world. So we are going to go to the phone line right now. And we were talking about trucks. So let's bring on one of the Truck Series drivers for 2022. He's going to be in the 61 truck for Hattori Racing Enterprises. I can't even say it. Chase Purdy is on the line. Chase, thank you so much for taking some time out to join us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me tonight.
So, rookie in the truck series, or I guess with a new team, Hattori Racing Enterprises. You're going to be joining, a guy that you know quite well, in Tyler Ankrum, because you kind of brought him over from GMS, or I guess he brought you over, whatever the case may be. But you guys are going to be working together in a full-time ride. So, tell us a little bit about how the ride came about and how excited you are to be a full-time driver in the truck series this year.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited, and, you know, honestly, it went as late as, you know, pretty much a little bit into November. You know, I still didn't know what I was doing or what I was going to do, and, you know, everybody knows as a driver that's kind of late because, you know, it seems like everybody kind of gets their deals situated or at least have an idea what they're going to do, and, you know, August or September, I feel like. But I just got talking with them, and we discussed some things and, you know, went over, you know, how they want to have a program run there. And they were going to, you know, branch out into a two-truck team. So, you know, it's just something that it piqued my interest, and I thought that, you know, what they were doing over there was exciting, and, you know, I feel really good about, you know, the trucks we're building over there and the kind of equipment we're going to have. So, for me, I feel like I've gotten my feet wet again after taking a 2-year break from racing and, getting that full year back under my belt and now being able to come back again. You know, I'm just really excited. And it helps having a teammate and a friend like Tyler, someone you're used to and comfortable with. So, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it.
Chase, this is Tom Baker. So I feel like there's a couple new things here. You're going from Chevy to Toyota, and the trucks have new bodies this year. What can you tell us based upon what you've seen about maybe the difference in how you drive the truck or how the truck's going to run? Is there going to be much of a performance difference with the newer body? What are some of the things we should expect as fans to see?
I think it'll all be the same. You know, it's different, but it's not, you know, I don't think it's dramatically different.
Okay.
From, you know, the kind of racing it'll put out that we've seen in years past with the prior truck. You know, it definitely looks cool.
I agree.
But, you know, yeah, and I think that, you know, it's got a clean look about it. And, you know, I think that there may be some, you know, better aero advantage a little bit maybe. Compared to the old truck, you know, all that, you know, stuff that we're figuring out about it. And, you know, we'll have to learn about that stuff if there is or isn't. And, you know, but, you know, I'm excited about it. Like I said, I think it's Toyota made a really cool Tundra TRD Pro truck. And, you know, I think that it'll race well.
Yeah, obviously last year ran 21 out of 22 races with GMS. And had two top tens there in that season, but there, you know, it was very crowded over there at GMS. A lot of trucks on the schedule, and now, like we've talked about, you joined an organization that was just a one truck team, now a two truck team. You know, what kind of expectations do you set for yourself ahead of a season going into some opportunity like this with a championship winning team?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people would be really quick to write me off and say that, well, he was over at GMS. He was, you know, kind of the less tier of some of the others there, you could say. And, you know, GMS is a championship caliber program, and, you know, they do build good trucks. But, you know, I think for me it was really just all about getting acclimated again. I mean, people don't realize the kind of strain it'll put on you when you haven't raced in 2 years.
For sure.
And you're going up against guys that, you know, never stopped racing. And then, you know, naturally, when I get back in the race car, it's COVID season, and you get no practice. No test sessions, none of that. And, you know, you just literally go out there at the drop of the green flag. And so, I mean, that's a lot of, you know, I don't think a lot of people really take that into consideration, but you know, I've always run pretty well in anything else in my career. And like I said, now that I got that year under my belt, when we go back to some of these places and I'm at a team like Hattori and have the equipment and people around me that I do this year, I mean, I expect to do big things and be a lot more consistent and really turn my program around over there. And, you know, I think me and the guys over there, we're getting along really well so far. And, you know, I really like the group I have. So I just think that that's all ingredients to make for a good situation and season.
How much more beneficial can it be to go from a team where there were so many truck entries under one roof compared to just the two?
You know, I mean, I think the biggest thing is communication. You know, that GMS is really big. You know, not knocking their program at all, but, you know, I think that since, I think there's a thing of being too big. And I think that, you know, things got really big, really quick over there. And sometimes that, makes things hard and difficult, especially on someone who is, you know, just walking in the door over there. And, going to a team like Hattori, you know, they're obviously smaller. You know everybody in the building. Whereas for me, I'm just starting to get to know everybody. I just joined, but you know, everybody in the building and everybody is working alongside each other, you know, talking to each other and whatnot. So I just think it's the connections and the communication over there is the biggest, is one of the bigger differences, I think.
So talk a little bit, Chase, about some of the tracks that you're looking most forward to, and I'm particularly interested in if you have any thoughts on the recently reconfigured Atlanta Motor Speedway, because, again, you're going to get practice this year. You're going to get more time to actually go out and dial the truck in. Are there any particular tracks that you're most looking forward to going to race on this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as a race car driver, you like any racetrack. You know, I feel like some you maybe like more than others and some you aren't really too big of fans of. But I think that Atlanta maybe isn't going to be my favorite, but I'm the most interested at the moment. Just because it's got the repave and, you know, I talked to some people that I know that had gone and, you know, they were kind of telling me about it. And it's just, you know, I think that'll be a very interesting race. I think that it'll be tighter racing just because I think it's, you know, the trucks with the high downforce and it's a repave, loads of grip. You know, I think it'll be more of a flat-out wide-open track. So I think I wouldn't be surprised to see us in more of maybe groups, or if it's one groove, then we'd just be running the bottom. So, you know, I don't know. Just I think that – that track's just got a lot of questions at the moment. One track I'm very fond of is Kansas. I don't know what it is about that place, but I just really like it. Vegas, obviously, and I, you know, that's a really good track, also historically for Hattori, and you know, all the short tracks. I grew up short track racing and the legend car scene and Bandoleros and late models, and was pretty successful in those series, and you know, I always feel a lot more comfortable when I'm in a short track just because that's what I was raised on.
So give us a little bit of an outlook on the first few races of the season. I mean, I know ultimately a win would obviously put you in the playoffs and kind of get that out of the way, but being a new driver with a new team, and I know the familiarity of having Tyler there is going to help you a little bit, but the first five races of the year, are you guys just looking to kind of, you know, learn each other with a new team? You know, just kind of get your crew together and kind of just kind of see where things go, and then kind of hit the ground running when you get to like 6-7 races, or are you guys going to try to get that win right out of the box and kind of get it out of the way?
You know, I obviously with new team and stuff, you know, you'll have to work out some kinks and stuff along the way, but I don't see any reason why we can't go ahead and already hit the ground running race one. That's my goal. And, you know, I think we're all on the same page about that. You know, all of us have made that very clear to each other. And, you know, I have a lot of faith in my team and my crew chief. And, you know, I feel really confident about our deal this year. So, you know, I don't see why we can't hit the ground running race one.
You and Tyler obviously have worked together at GMS. So what is your working relationship going to be like? I think you're both great kids and a lot of fun, but what's it going to be like when you get to the track working with each other and sharing data and all that?
Yeah, like I said, me and Tyler are friends, and we have a great relationship, you know, together. And we got to work together a lot last year, right? You know, over at GMS.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've known Tyler since I was 15, 16 years old.
I'm sorry.
He said, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Have you been to the farm and been on the cows or anything?
I would use the term.
Tyler's an interesting guy, but, he's pretty funny and you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And it's just, it's always, you know, interesting content, and it's always pretty funny. But, you know, I asked Tyler if I could be on, you know, his little show he's been doing on Instagram. So, you know, I'm still giving him a little bit of hell about it because I want to be on it. And, you know, I haven't yet. But he said that if he did it again, he'd give me a call. So we'll see. But
got to hold him
I think working with Tyler will be really fun. It does make me feel better that it's someone I know and that I'm, you know, close friends with. Like I said, I've known Tyler since I was a teenager, you know, 15, 16 years old. So, you know, we've raced in a lot of the same races together. We've raced against each other for years now. And, you know, we got to work side by side last year as teammates. So, you know, being able to share that information and have someone that you trust and, you know, get along with is huge.
So Chase, give us your social media accounts. Where can people follow you and where can they find you if they're on social media?
Yeah, you can follow my Instagram at Chase_Purdy. Twitter is ChasePurdy12. And TikTok is Chase_Purdy.
Roll Tide, right, Chase?
Yeah, roll Tide.
Go dogs.
Yeah, we would. We only got a few seconds left, or I would have a fight with you between Georgia and Alabama. So I'll just wish you good luck, Chase.
Don't jump on the Chris Rice train. We're discussing the game in the middle of the show. Chase, good luck with everything.
I actually got the college game day on right now.
There you go. We'll go and let you enjoy the college game day and enjoy the game. Good luck this season, and we'll bring you in the studio and you can co-host with us one of these days.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much, Chase. Everybody, the new driver of Hattori Racing Enterprises' newest entry, the 61 machine. So Chase is going to do good things, and him having Tyler together, I think that would be a riot.
Tyler needs to invite him to the pasture for a podcast.
He would. That would be. We're already booking his guest for him. Yeah. We're going to step aside and take a break. We'll come back with more on the other side. Our show presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life, and we will have more show when we come back. Stick with us.
Everywhere you go, you hear it, and you see it. It's coming at you through your phone, your tablet, and your computer. It's broadcast from your favorite radio station, TV networks, and cable companies. It's in the stadiums, the arenas, the ballparks. It screams for your attention at the mall. It's interactive on Main Street. It's even coming at you from the gas pump at the nearby convenience store. What is it? It's digital content. It's digital content. It's digital content. Somebody has to create it. Somebody has to manage it. So whether your dream is to write it, design it, create it, call it, produce it, voice it, host it, light it, shoot it, switch it, record it, color correct it, edit it, code it, repurpose it, tweet it, blog it, post it, compress it, upload it, replay it, or make sure it gets to where it's got to go when it's got to get there in the format it's got to be in, you need to attend
Carolina School of Broadcasting.
The skills you will learn, the experience you will get, and the connections you will make at Carolina School of Broadcasting will open the doors to the career you want in digital content creation and digital content management. Call or come by today. Click csbradiotv.edu.
Everyone knows Strutmasters is the suspension experts for luxury vehicles, and now we offer motorcycle products. Introducing Easy Rider Complete Motorcycle Air Suspension, brought to you by Strutmasters.com. You can raise and lower your bike with the flip of a switch. Take those long rides with the ultimate comfort of Easy Rider Air Shocks. They're backed by Strutmasters, and you won't believe the low price. Check out Easy Rider Motorcycle Air Suspension at Strutmasters.com.
Parents, your son or daughter has had their license for a while now, but you want to make sure they're prepared for any situation they may face on the road. High school driver's ed doesn't teach them to drive defensively. They need to be prepared for any highway emergency. For less than a month's insurance, and a whole lot less, BSR instructors at Summit Point Motorsports Park in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, will teach your son or daughter how to respond instantly and positively to unexpected situations on the road. BSR's specialized accident avoidance training teaches swerve to avoid maneuvers at highway speeds, ocular driving, which focuses driving attention on ways to avoid accidents, vehicle dynamics and feedback, skid control and skid recovery, threshold braking on straights and progressive braking on curves, and off-road recovery techniques. This is stuff driver's ed simply doesn't teach. So call BSR today, 304-725-8444. Give your kid the skill set needed to drive safely and responsibly on the highway. That's 304-725-8444.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jeff Burton, and you're listening to the Inside Path.
Well, we thank Chase Purdy for coming on and joining us tonight. If you missed his interview, you can catch it on demand somewhere around Wednesday-ish time frame on any of your favorite podcasting websites. You can also go to InsidePassLive.com, which I spent most of the afternoon kind of restructuring. I added some stories from Nick DeGroote and Peter and Steering Wheel Nation about Eric's announcement. So you can go to the news links and click on the story, and it'll take you to the website, which has a story in it. Y'all are very welcome. And then there's also a calendar of upcoming guests. Next week, we've got Bailey Curry, who is going to join us, hopefully in studio, because that'd be kind of cool, as he also is going to embark on a new full-time ride this year.
JD Motorsports.
JD Motorsports. Yep. Yeah, exactly. And then in 2 weeks, I mentioned Willie Allen and hopefully Matt DiBenedetto. I don't know. Matt's still doing his podcast, so he may not be able to join us, but we're going to try to get him to stop for 10 minutes and talk to us about his new ride with Rackley War. So we were going to have Sam Hunt next week, the owner, not the singer, Noah. But unfortunately, he couldn't be. He wanted to postpone his coming on to the show because there are sponsorship stuff that they still have to work out with their teams. So he wanted to come on because they were going to make the announcement on the show. They were going to wait until the announcements or the all the ink is dried on the paperwork. So as soon as it gets dried, he's going to reschedule and come on and talk to us about that. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks that will happen. So we are going to talk about our sponsor here in a little bit when we come back from break. And then in the second hour of the show, we are going to talk about the new crew chiefs who are going to be in new places in 2022. Some of them pertaining to Colic, others not so much. We are also going to talk about the remaining rides that are still open in all three major series. There's not a whole lot of top quality rides available, but there are still some rides still left to be filled. One of them got filled after I wrote the sheet, so that's one that's missing. But we'll talk about that too. And we do have some other news and notes. The Chili Bowl is also, as we record this show, happening starting tonight. But it'll be over by the time the show airs. Or actually, the main event will be going on. But I think they're going to have like a double Z mains because there's like 500 cars. anyway,
double Q.
We'll talk about it later. So we're going to step aside and take a break. Our show presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life, and you'll hear all about it when we come back right after this.
Here's an important message from RAD and this station.
Hi, this is Bob Sheehan from Blues Traveler for RAD, recording artists against drunk driving. I like to party just as much as the next guy, maybe even more. But the one thing I won't do after I've had a few is get in the car and drive. Don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Motorsports Sales Professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded. Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444 or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com. You want to ask for Sue.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including front and rear skid control, and four 20-minute in-your-car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444. Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park. The Performance Motorsports Network is a compilation of shows about motorsports. From technical to controversial to just fun, everything you like about racing and gearhead stuff is right here on one internet channel. The Performance Motorsports Network. Tell your friends about it.
Hey, this is Jeremy Clements, driver of the number 51, and you're listening to Inside Pass.
Go ahead. You took a deep breath, so I figured you were about to say something. So,
oh, I was just going to say welcome back because you weren't talking.
Well, but, because my microphone wasn't on.
I see.
Dwayne was pulling a Chris and making Dwayne all was, of us mute.
I
was trying to get
except
his
me, apparently. Well, thank you, Dwayne. I'm glad you like me better than everybody else.
I think
else.
You just snuck in right under the radar. Like, you started talking right when he hit the button. But in any event, this is episode number 245 of our show. So in 5 weeks, we will celebrate 250. Which is a pretty cool milestone, and
cool.
Along the way, we've had some great people and great supporters. Most of them NASCAR either owners or drivers or teams of some sort. But we do have a sponsor that has joined us for most of the last year and a half or so of this show, and then prior selections before us. But it's mycomputercareer.edu, and we can't do the show without them. And Tom will tell you how you can go about joining that team of people and becoming much better than what we do here.
You didn't leave me any time. No, I'm just kidding. Well, so here's the thing. Mycomputercareer.edu is training for a better life. And Randy's right. They've been a sponsor of our programming here with our group for the last 3 years now. And we are so thankful to have them. We really appreciate what they do. And here's why. It's because if you need to change careers, whether it's your first career, your third career, your fifth career, mycomputercareer.edu is IT training, and they're not just trainers, they're mentors. They really are concerned with making sure that not only do you get the training that you need, but they will actually help you to get into the workforce as well. Here's how it works. Financial aid is available if you qualify, including the GI Bill. And the training is just 1 to 2 days a week online. That's it. And in as little as 4 to 6 months, you could be on your way to a brand new career. And when you're ready to go out in the workforce, they work with hundreds of employers to get you placed. And you have lifetime free job assistance. Lifetime free job assistance. You can't go wrong. If you're looking for a career, Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. If you decide to pursue your career, you will not be unhappy. They are just great people. And by the way, go check out helpingheroes.org as well. It's a great nonprofit that they work with, helps first responders and troops, and we just appreciate everything they do. So mycomputercareer.edu, training for a better life.
Yep. And we will be right back with more of the show right after this.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your street car on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their car, including front and rear skid control, and 4 20-minute in your car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444. Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's an important message from RAD and this station.
Hi, this is Bob Sheehan from Blues Traveler for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. I like to party just as much as the next guy, maybe even more. But the one thing I won't do after I've had a few is get in the car and drive. Don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Louis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Louis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Louis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
I'm Corey LaJoy, driver of anything I can get my hands on, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Well, I guess that's kind of a good segue because we can talk about Spire for a second. Yeah. Because they did some sort of an announcement that they were going to the 77 car will be in competition this year, but Josh Blicky behind the wheel. And they don't have a charter for that team anymore, do they?
No.
No.
So he'll have to qualify.
I don't think so.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
I think they were getting a charter from Rick Ware. I'm not sure if that's been finished yet. Though.
I love that re-entry, though. That's just the best.
Driver of anything I can get my hands on. It really is true. Corey will drive anything with four wheels and a motor.
But we should mention Josh is not full time.
He's only doing select starts. Yeah. But
still very cool for Josh to get that opportunity.
Cup debut.
Yeah. Well, he's run some stuff for Rick.
Right.
Ware.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did. Previously. You're right. Yep. That's true.
A more competitive debut in the Cup Series. More competitively.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's got a new sponsor. So we'll see how well that works out for him. I would imagine that there'll probably be three or four drivers in that car over the course of the year. You know, I think he's only running, what did they say, 12?
Some select amount like that.
I think it's just a fairly small number of portion of the season. So
I'm still holding out hope for Dale Jr.
I don't think you'll see Dale Jr. in a Spire car.
88 minus 10.
If it's in a Spire, it's going to have to be a
11.
Hendrick, sponsored by like Hendrick cars like Comic.
It's that Dallas Cowboy math again.
High point education right there.
For the record, you don't need Dallas Cowboy math when you win the game by 30 points. Just for the record.
It's not the 87.
Just saying. Anyway, let's step back down and talk about some Xfinity stuff for a minute. Andy Lally has left Alpha Prime Racing, but they are going to run two full-time cars. Sage Karam is going to run some of the races for the team as well. So that's kind of cool. Sage kind of came on board kind of midway through last year. He ran some races for Sam Hunt. And did a pretty decent job.
Ran for Jordan.
That's right.
He did run some from Jordan too. Yeah. So he's going to get the opportunity to run. This is a brand new team, fresh out of the box. So we'll have to see how they do. But it's always good when a brand new team gets guys like this who even if it's a little bit experience, to kind of come in there and kind of be like, hey, this is what I think you need to do to make your program better. You know, he's still learning himself, but at least he's got a little bit of experience to kind of tell these guys what they need. So.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's a brand new team. It's some sort of a combination of Tommy Joe Martins and Cesar Baccarella.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It is a new team, but there's some experience there, and I think
it's a continuation of Tommy Joe Motorsports.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that it's interesting because you got Sage running some races, you got Roger Carruth running some races over there. Again, that's going to be another one of those teams that's going to have a multitude of drivers coming in and out of the seat over the course of the year. But I'm happy, again, anytime you bring a new team or a new group into the sport, in this case, it's kind of a combination of a couple of teams. But, but I think this is an interesting deal for Sage, and he really enjoyed running the Xfinity car. And I think, again, he's going to run some IndyCar races, he's going to run the 500, and I think he's still going to run some IMSA races as well. So Sage, obviously he went through some pretty hard times, back a few years, and he's made quite a comeback, and I'm glad to see that. I've known Sage since he was a junior in karting, and the talent that young man's got is just endless. So, if they can put him in equipment that'll run up front, he'll take it there.
That's true. So speaking of, we're talking about sponsors that's coming and going from the sport. Flying J has announced that they're not going to return to junior motorsports, which I figured that we all knew that was kind of coming. I mean, Michael Annette, once he stepped aside, that was kind of his sponsor. And so we kind of figured that when Michael left, that Flying J and Pilot would ultimately kind of end up going too. But I don't think they're going to obviously be hurting for sponsors. There'll be plenty of people wanting to put their logo on the side of a junior motorsports vehicle in 2022. But it's kind of in the same thing when you talk about like Mars, M&M's Mars. They're leaving Kyle Busch at the end of this season too. Yeah. And it's just the iconic name and the iconic paint scheme and the iconic sponsorship that's been around the sport for several years. And it's leaving, and it's kind of like filling a void now of having a new sponsor having to come in and missing having that sponsor on a race car that you're going to miss out on the racetrack.
I always loved that scheme too. I don't know why. I just always love the colors.
Yeah, it was always
pilot,
cool.
The pilot
cool
Flying J.
Yeah.
And then of course we have Loves in the sport as well. And anytime you have two kind of head to head competitors, you think anytime you see an interstate exit, the chances you see
which
a Loves
one do you
and
support?
A pilot.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
I always did Flying J.
You can turn left or you can turn right.
Yeah.
So. Flying J over Loves just because they have like an actual restaurant in their store, whereas Loves doesn't always have one. Theirs is always like Subway or Wendy's.
You have to find the good spots for either of them.
That's true.
Because there are bad Loves and bad pilots, and there are good Loves and good ones. So.
I'm a Sheets fan person.
Yeah, Sheets and Quick Trip too. Quick Trip is my game too.
Especially living in North Carolina, I have looked more for Sheets than anything.
Sheets are great.
Yeah.
Flying J has been around a long time, and you do hate to lose a sponsor out of the sport.
A sponsor that big, too, because I believe they're one of the most highest paying sponsors in the Xfinity series.
I was hoping that they might stay with the team, but, change is inevitable. you want to change your marketing strategy or whatever. So sponsors come and go.
Kyle Weatherman also was announced that he's not going to return to Mike Harmon Racing going forward. So he will be looking for a new ride. It seems, looking at his social media, it seems like he's got some stuff to announce here in a couple of weeks or so. So one of those mid-pack, you know, kind of, he's one of our lower-funded teams. So, I mean, I can't really say, you know, talent-wise what he would or wouldn't do behind the wheel of that car, but it looks like he may be either stepping up his game or kind of just transversing into another team.
Knowing Kyle as long as I have and watching him race since he was in the short tracks, if you put him again, he needs a good opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, I hope he gets that. I hope he gets some competitive equipment to race.
And SS Greenlight has formed a technical alliance with Stuart Haas Racing. Joe Graff Jr. will return to that ride. That's the 07, right?
Correct. Yep.
So now they're getting a little bit of a technical help from Stuart Haas Racing. So when I hear technical help, it always makes me think that's basically a satellite team, which means Stuart Haas has some options there if they want to put somebody, you know, sign somebody to another reserve deal and put them in that car.
And Custer and Briscoe will both make select starts for SS Greenlight.
Well, there you go.
And we know.
And I would imagine Ryan Preece as well, because they talked about him doing a few truck, a few Xfinity, and a few Cup. Right, so you would think Ryan would end up in that car.
And
as well.
We know Haley Deegan.
The 08.
Haley Deegan has talked about to make some Xfinity starts.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, yeah. I think they actually officially made that announcement today, too, that she's going to run like two or three races this year in the Xfinity series. So that'd be cool to see. And of course, he'll be teammates with Riley Herbst, who's going to be back with Stuart Haas this year, running the 98 car.
If she runs, now it would depend, because if she runs for Greenlight, it's a technical alliance, but it's not. But they could bring back the 00.
But they're pretty much going to be Stuart Haas racing cars for what it's worth. So, I mean, they're not officially teammates, but they're so close to being teammates, you might as well say they're teammates at this point. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the open rides before we hit break. We'll come back with it on the other side of the break. But the trucks, the Spire Motorsports team does have a truck that they haven't announced a ride for or a driver for yet. McAnally Racing, which is Derek Krause, who isn't actually signed to that truck yet for next year, but they're supposed to have two trucks in the field this upcoming year. And then GMS has only announced two drivers so far, which is Grant Enfinger and our buddy Jack Wood. So we don't even know how many of the other seven trucks that they have behind the scenes, behind the fence, that they're going to pull out and race.
I would say, from my knowledge, I think you'll see Derek Krause probably go to a different team. I think Colby Howard's full-time with McAnally, and I don't know if they're going to run two trucks. The GMS situation, as far as I know, Peter, they're only going to run two trucks this year.
That's what I was about to say. I'm thinking they only run two trucks with their expansion into the Cup Series. They moved one series, they dropped back from being so heavily involved in another series.
Yeah, I don't know about Derek Krause's future, unfortunately. It'll be interesting to see if he can catch on somewhere. Maybe the Spire truck, who knows?
Yeah, and just speaking of Spire, just an update on Josh Balicki in the 77. They did not announce a number, but most of the season was the
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, they already have the 77, so why not just run it?
Yeah. Well,
Him driving.
As the sponsor will pay
exactly
for.
Exactly.
I would imagine.
Right. Whatever the money gets you at this point. All right. So there are more rides available in the Xfinity Series, and even a couple in the Cup Series, too. And, of course, the crew chief merry-go-round continues to spin out of control. But we will talk about where all the new crew chiefs are going, and we will do that when we come back. Our show presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life. Be right back.
Parents, your son or daughter has had their license for a while now, but you want to make sure they're prepared for any situation they may face on the road. High school driver's ed doesn't teach them to drive defensively. They need to be prepared for any highway emergency. For less than a month's insurance, and a whole lot less, BSR instructors at Summit Point Motorsports Park in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, will teach your son or daughter how to respond instantly and positively to unexpected situations on the road. BSR's specialized accident avoidance training teaches swerve to avoid maneuvers at highway speed, ocular driving, which focuses driving attention on ways to avoid accidents, vehicle dynamics and feedback, skid control and skid recovery, threshold braking on straights and progressive braking on curves, and off-road recovery techniques. This is stuff Driver's Ed simply doesn't teach. So call BSR today, 304-725-8444. Give your kid the skill set needed to drive safely and responsibly on the highway. That's 304-725-8444.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes. On Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hello, race fans. This is Chris Wright. Thanks for listening to the Inside Pass.
You know, I went back and listened to that show with Chris, and I still don't even understand what that 10 minutes was all about, because we started talking about racing, and we got into football, and then we...
It was delightfully entertaining, because Chris was trying to split his brain between watching his Browns play football and talking to us on the air. And, you know, it's live radio is always a crapshoot.
I still want to know if they've explained crypto to him.
Oh gosh.
Peter actually texted me after Chris was on, and he's like, "You gotta hear this segment with Chris Rice." And he starts trying to dumb it down. I'm like, "That's the most Chris Rice thing."
Exactly. Only Chris Rice could have pulled that off. It was fun.
It's funny because, like, you know, Chris has been on here several times and always, you know, a great guest when he's on, and then Justin Haley comes on and he blows us off for a dragster run or whatever, and
well,
then
he's got to get in the car.
Then he told a story about him and AJ at Dick's Sporting Goods almost getting kicked out because they were playing football in the middle of the
yeah.
It's like, you know, you look at the whole team and you see how well organized and how positive that team is, but I feel like he loses track of his misfits when they're not behind, like in the shop, because he lets them all go out in public. And then their social media person, whoever it may be, did the most fantastic thing during Christmas break, and they played Elf on the Shelf with Justin Haley's picture,
yeah.
Which was fantastic because he's about the size of Elf on
yeah.
the Shelf. Just fantastic. That whole group of people at College is just
amazing.
Well,
now you've
people,
got Landon so. Castle over there.
Oh, God.
He has yet to be a part of the festivities yet, though, so I feel like
he's still
trying to figure
will.
Out what's going on
we'll
with
get his
everybody
initiation
first.
By fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will. He definitely will.
I've known Landon a long time. He'll fit
oh,
right
absolutely.
In with that group.
That is a great team over there. So let's go back and talk about some of the other rides that are available over in the Xfinity Series. We do have two drivers announced for Gibbs rides. We have Ty Gibbs, obviously, officially now will be a Xfinity Series driver this year, as if that was a secret. And Brandon Jones will also be back behind the wheel of the 19. But there is a third car that we still don't know if it's going to run full-time or not. I assume at this point it won't, because unless there's some bombshell announcement forthcoming. But it may be just, you know, like a satellite ride, or, you know, like a part-time ride where several of the JGR drivers run it. You know, and it just kind of becomes like a R&D type of ride.
From what I've heard, I think it'll just be an all-star car. Like
yeah.
previously with Kyle Busch.
That's
not
what
Kyle
I would have thought.
I feel like maybe, you know, they're holding out hope that somewhere along the way, maybe a sponsor will come through, you know, in the clutch somewhere mid-season, and then somebody will be putting that ride, you know, for the second half of the year or something. But in terms of a full-time ride, it's going to be Ty and Brandon Jones. So
yeah, they'll just make it a rotator car if they need to. They've got plenty of drivers do that with.
Penske also has the 22 car that they for all intents and purposes, we figure they're probably not going to run that car either on a full-time ride.
I don't think it'll run at all.
But it's still on the list of potential rides. If somebody comes up with sponsorship, that ride will run.
I'd like to see it run because I think Harrison and even Austin Cindric would benefit from more seat time on some of these tracks. But, I do
too. Yeah. We have rides at DGM, MBM. JD Motorsports has four rides. Only two of them have been officially announced. And then BJ McLeod has a ride now available too. So they're not top quality rides by any means. They're not even mediocre rides. So some of them, I mean, JD Motorsports obviously is probably the best of the bunch. But I'm saying, like, we're not talking about Hendrick or, you know, JGR or Colleague. But they're rides that anybody could benefit from taking over if, you know, somebody from the Arca series or the Truck series wants to kind of come up there and get a better ride. I mean, some of these rides are at least top 20 rides at least.
So. Yes. And the thing with JD Motorsports, it's really the same with McLeod and, you know, really probably MBM for that matter, is they're all pay to play. So, you know, there have been a couple of years where JD's had full-time drivers with full-time commitments, and then other years you don't see that, so they kind of rotate drivers in and out. I'm sure Ryan Vargas will still be a part of that program for, you know, whatever number of races he can get sponsorship for. But I think the only two drivers that have been announced full-time for them are Bailey Curry and I think there was another one. I don't remember right off the top, but I think there were two of the JD cars that are filled. Other than that, that's it. So, yeah, there are a lot of open seats still in the Xfinity Series. And, again, they're the type of seats that are, you know, starter drivers or drivers that, you know, are just doing kind of very part-time schedules. So we'll see where that goes.
And then over in the Cup Series, the Rick Ware Racing cars also haven't had official drivers announced.
I find that to be very strange.
Yep. But they are also going from four cars to two. So,
Think that would make it easier, Peter, for them to announce?
I know Cody Ware was saying at times last year that he will run the majority, if not all, of the Cup races. But I know he does also want to continue in IMSA and IndyCar. So obviously he won't run the full schedule, but most of it.
It's just surprising that they haven't made any announcements at all, and here we are in January.
Yeah,
you know.
True. So it is a big week for motorsports. The Chili Bowl is, as we record this live, going on right now, and I know Chase Elliott has won his first heat race, but he's got 75 more to go, so I'm not going to get my hopes up just yet.
Well, but that's good to win your heat race on your qualifying night.
There are a lot of NASCAR flair in the Chili Bowl this year. We talked about it last week. I know Chase Elliott's in there. Alex Bowman's in there. Stenhouse is in there. We got a couple of rookies running. Jesse Little's making his first career start in the Chili Bowl. Travis Braden is also making his first start in the Chili Bowl too. So there's a lot of local to us, Mooresville area drivers running in the Chili Bowl as well. But of course, Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson are the two favorites because they've won the race the last 6 years running. So it'd be interesting. It's one of those. I think a bucket list item for a lot of people. A lot of people, me for one, would love to go and see the Chili Bowl at least once in a lifetime because I feel like it's something you have to experience once in your life.
Almost 400 entries again.
Crazy. I can't even count that.
They're going to start on Saturday for the Alphabet Soup with Double Q. Double Q mains.
That's a lot of driving.
I mean, for those of you who don't understand, you start at Double Q, and then you go to
Double P,
and then, it's reverse alphabet, and then you start at some alphabet letter and go up. It is insane, and they only take like two or three out of each to transfer up to the next one. So if you're in a Double Q main, you've got to run about probably 10 races to get to the A main on Saturday as a last chance qualifier.
Our thoughts and prayers are with the track crews and officiating crews and everyone involved.
The Chili Bowl is insane. Flow racing during the week, And then
MAV-TV.
MAV-TV on the weekend, yes.
If it's any indication of how well they think Saturday's going to go, they moved the start time up from 3 p.m. to 9 a.m. just because they
for
know
practice. That, yeah. Yeah, because they had all the names.
They're going to have a lot of stuff going on. So it's definitely a bucket list item for sure. Also coming up this week, well, I guess by the time this airs, it would have already happened, but the Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place this week as well. Three drivers are going in, or I guess three dignitaries are going in this year. Mike Stefanik, Red Farmer, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., some guy named Dale Jr. No, never heard of him.
And was just announced today, Monday as we're recording this, that Mike Stefanik's widow will be able to give a speech on his behalf accepting the Hall of Fame honor.
I could not believe there was ever a scenario where she wouldn't.
Well, when
Buddy Baker passed.
When Davey Allison went in a few years ago, the whole family did get up and give a speech, but it wasn't the official speech.
Right. Well, when Buddy Baker passed, nobody, you know, I don't think anybody gave an official speech for him either, at least his family.
Right. No one in his family did, but I remember Newman said something.
Yeah. But I mean, so I'm glad they finally came to their senses about this, because the family certainly should be allowed to accept and speak. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. But of course, you know, we all knew that Junior was going to be a first name Hall of Fame, inductee. So I guess that begs the question, who's the next first year ballot inductee?
Wait a minute. Can we talk about Red Farmer for a moment?
We can. Yeah, absolutely.
He's still racing. The guy's still racing.
And no one knows his exact age.
He's like 96 or something, and he's still racing dirt tracks in Alabama. So, I mean, he, again, the last surviving racing member of the Alabama gang, and he's still going, and he's going to be, I think he's going to be one of the first drivers to ever be inducted while he's still actually racing on the racetrack.
He's the only reason why he's still racing the dirt in Alabama is because he put the dirt.
He is a character and a half, and I think that is so cool. And when I say he's 96, I'm probably not exaggerating by much. Like Peter said, nobody knows his actual age, but he's somewhere
in birth certificates back then.
I guarantee he's somewhere in the low 90s.
Yeah,
when your birth certificate's written on a stone. Yeah.
His social security number is 3.
But God bless his heart. I just want to be able to walk when I'm his age. Like, I don't even care about racing cars, driving cars, doing anything else. I just want to be able to walk.
It's crazy
when I'm his age, because that's something that you strive for success. I guess
I don't plan on driving a street car at that age, let alone a race car. It's crazy.
You'd be lucky to be getting out of a wheelchair at that age.
Exactly.
I mean,
you can't even walk and text at the same time. So we have to keep you alive until you're 30, much less try to. Yeah. Keep you alive until you're 97.
This is very true.
But nonetheless, speaking of people that are old, and I don't. Well, that's a bad transition. It was going to be sad news, but now I feel like I should. I was going to say we should send our respect. We can't do a show without mentioning Betty White and Bob Saget passing away. I mean, they are iconic to the livelihood of everybody in this room. Although Noah and Peter are young enough, they probably don't even remember Golden Girls or Full House. But,
Noah watches every day.
I do.
Well, yes, I know, because Noah did a video.
They watch every day
with a Full House theme song. But
And I grew up on Golden Girls, Betty White, anything she was in. I mean, her career stretched till a few years before she passed. So
that's
she,
very true.
She definitely was a star for many ages.
2022 is already off to a bad start. We are going to step aside and take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the new crew chiefs. We've been talking about Colic Racing, and they announced their entire crew chief lineup. And so we'll kind of piece together that whole puzzle for you. And we'll have there's a little bit of F1 news regarding Haas as well that we'll get to too when we come back. This is the Inside Pass presented by MyComputerCareer.edu. Training for a better life. Be right back.
When do you think of a plumber? Like most people? Even if it's an emergency, you can be confident about who will arrive to help you. For quality and reliability, count on someone you can trust. Call on the plumbing services of Hague Quality Water of Maryland. Plumbing doesn't have to be an emergency. We handle all kinds of preventative maintenance, too. Hague Quality Water of Maryland is family-owned here in Annapolis since 1993. For a refreshing choice, call us at 888-84-WATER or visit us online.
Here at Lewis Meineke, we're more than just your average car care center. Hey, it's Dave, your neighbor from Lewis Meineke. Whether you need an oil change, brakes, tires, or anything under the hood, we've got you covered. Take advantage of our free check engine light service as well. Yes, free. And don't forget about our free shuttle service. Never stress, we'll take care of the rest. On with life. Give us a call at Lewis Meineke, 302-827-2054.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
Do you love the sound of high revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Well, speaking of Chase Elliott, he brings us back from the break. Welcome back to our show. Randy Miller, Tom Baker, Noah and Peter are back, and Dwayne is doing pushing buttons for us tonight as he is almost through his graduation training. He's almost learned his way through to be able to do this all by himself. So we were lucky and fortunate to have him with us this year, helping us on the production side of things. So let's talk about these crew chief changes that are taking place. We'll talk about colleague in a second. I do want to get to the Front Row Motorsports one because a good friend of mine, Blake Harris, is going to step up, or I guess step over. He was the car chief for Martin Truex Jr.'s car the last several years over at JGR. He came with him from Furniture Row 2, but now he's going to be crew chiefing for Michael McDowell this year in the Cup Series. And I've known Blake for probably a very long time. He grew up just the other side of the Metroplex from me, went to the same dirt track, and so I've known him since he was about Noah's age, and maturity level-wise, not actual age. No, I'm just kidding. Nonetheless, Blake is actually going to come co-host the show with us because once we started talking about everything, he's like, man, I really want to do it. So we're going to try to get him in before they get going with Daytona and through the season. But it'd be really cool. Blake and I know all the same people and all the same drivers from growing up. So it'd be kind of cool to kind of reminisce about that. But I'm happy for the guy. He's a generally really cool guy, and he's going to get this opportunity to do Cup Series crew chiefing. And they found a really good guy, I think, for this position.
Well, I can't speak for Blake because I haven't met him, but he certainly has a great pedigree. What I will say is this. I would believe that working with Michael McDowell would have to be one of the biggest ice cream and cake jobs yeah. in the entire garage. And the reason that I say that is because Michael is just such a good guy. Yeah. you know, he's very smart, he's very knowledgeable, but he's very Christian, and he's very, you know, he's just a really terrific character. So I think the opportunity for Blake to come in and cut his crew chiefing teeth with this team, which, oh, by the way, won this Daytona 500 race last year. Okay, so not that there's no accomplishments over there at Front Row. They're on the rise. You know, he's coming in at a good time, Peter, and I think he could spark something.
Absolutely, and just think of both extremes. Working for Martin Truex, you can get fiery at times, especially around lap cars, and then Michael McDowell, who I don't think has said a cuss word in his life.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the opposite of extremes, isn't it? But no, I think, Noah, this is a really good opportunity for him with the team, like I said, that, you know, treat you like family, and really, this is it's a small group, and it's a great place for him to learn, and I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him and Michael get wins together.
Yeah, he'll be safe on top of the box, too, because, I mean, that one time that I saw Michael McDowell and Daniel Suarez on pit road after qualifying, and he threw Daniel to the ground. Anyway, Michael's a big guy. He's gonna be...
I don't remember that.
Oh, gosh, how can you not? I'll pull it video over.
Yeah, interesting.
Qualifying in Phoenix a
couple years ago. But
he must have been extremely upset with Daniel if he pulled him to the ground.
Well, he was just, Daniel walked up on him and he said, hey, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But no, to the point of him being over there, it will be a great combination. And no one should think that that's a downgrade for him going from JGR to Front Row and taking that crew chief role, because one, he gets the promotion to crew chief. And then two, just this year, I mean, it's the year of everyone at a fresh start, you know, so it's the best time to jump on board and get a program going, I think. And Front Row has only succeeded to, you know, continue to rise up over the last number of years to be more competitive.
Yeah, I think one of the surprising races on the schedule that I think you really start to see where this combination will come into play is the Bristol Dirt Race, because Blake grew up in the dirt, you know, racing dirt cars, and, you know, he's got his own suspension company, which a lot of my friends that race still down in Texas are advocates for the suspension parts that he creates and builds.
Wow.
So he's a very big suspension guy, knows a lot about the suspensions of cars, and I think when they get to the dirt, they get to that Bristol Dirt Race, I think that's where you're really going to see what he can really do to help Michael McDowell out and behind the...
Well, Michael, as far as I know, has zero dirt experience outside of a cup car, so if he can make a contending dirt driver out of Michael McDowell, then he's doing something good.
But sometimes it just comes with experience. I mean, sometimes you know what you know, and you take that knowledge, and, you know, it's all it takes. It's kind of working with somebody, especially with practice and qualifying being a thing this year.
Sure.
That'll do a lot. And the practice session for the Bristol Dirt Race will be a lot longer because it's something they haven't done before. So I think it's a 50-minute practice session for them as opposed to or maybe like an hour and a half or something as opposed to 50 minutes. But speaking of other crew chiefs, Colleague Racing decided that they were going to go in and announce all of their crew chief lineups for this year. So Matt Swinderski is going to run the 16 for Colleague Racing in the Cup Series. That'll be Justin Haley's crew chief. Trent Owens is coming over from JTD Doherty to run the 31 for Justin Haley on the Cup side for the full-time effort. So that's a good get for that team because he's got a lot of pedigree in the sport too, being related to the Petties and all that. Jason Trinchieri is going to run the 10 car for Landon Castle. He was AJ's crew chief last year in AJ's championship final four run. Alex Jantz will run the 11 for Daniel Hemric, who is defending his championship crown with a new team. Bruce Schlichter will run the 16 for AJ Allmendinger. He was with the 10 last year. He was Jeb Burton's crew chief. So a lot of moving parts over there, but I think you put the right people in the right places, Peter, and you're going to get a team and an organization who's going to win lots and lots of races.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what Colleagues built. It doesn't matter the driver or crew chief pairing. They just know how to win over there, and they win often. All their teams do.
Well, and don't underestimate Trent Owens with Justin Haley, because Trent is a crew chief that, as Randy said, he goes all the way back to the years when Richard Petty was still racing. And, he's been around a long, long time, and he knows what he's doing, and that's going to be a really, really good opportunity for Justin to be with somebody that knows the score for his first full season in Cup. That's great.
I don't know. Justin may surprise some people. He may be a good pick for the 500 just because of, you know, how much Super Speedway racing wins.
Well,
he does
have a Daytona Cup win.
Exactly. And you know, colleague is not going to do anything, you know, halfway. They're going to go out swinging. So swinging for the fences at every opportunity. So keep your eye definitely out for
Alex Jantz with Hemric is an interesting matchup too, in my opinion. Because again, just the way that Alex likes to work, and Daniel, the kind of driver that I know he's going to be this year now that he's won a race and a championship, for that matter. You're going to see a different Daniel Hemric this year, I'm telling you. It's once you win a race, it's just the momentum thing, and he actually won a race and a championship at the same moment. So, you know, I think he's going to come out, and he's going to win a good number of races in that series, I believe.
Colleague has had a really good group of drivers, you know, for years.
Yeah.
I mean, dating back, obviously, Justin Haley is the original driver with that organization. But
yep.
If you look at it on paper this year, you've got AJ Allmendinger and Daniel Hemric together, not to mention Landon Kassler,
yes,
who has the best opportunity he's had in his entire career.
Ever.
Mm-hmm, and then you mix in, you know, Justin Haley running some races in the Xfinity Series as well as the Cup Series. You've also got, as far as I know, Kaz Grala will also be back with the team in some capacity running some races as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or at least the deal is trying to be worked out. Don't know exactly where that's going to be, but Kaz has some announcements to make.
I would guess then he's in the mix for the other Cup car.
Probably some of the road course races, I would assume, in the 16, the ones that AJ won't run, or you know, whatever. But who knows? But I mean, just if you just look at it on paper, this is the best opportunity for Carly Grayson to win a championship that they've ever had.
And they've done it. It's sort of been such a sneaky build. You know, they're not very flashy. They are fun personalities, but it isn't like, you know, they're kind of high profile in your face. They just keep adding all these cars and stars to their group. And all of a sudden you look up and, man, this is a strong organization now. They've come a long way from their humble beginnings.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you just look at where this team was not even 5 years ago, right? I mean, but even further than that out. With Blake Koch and when they were first starting out. And, you know, to me, it always seemed like Colic would be kind of that mid-tier Xfinity ride until, you know, we see teams come in, they do mid-tier kind of things, and then they phase out or they just run like that. But really, I mean, once they promoted Chris Rice and really started making some changes over there and adding on and really investing. And Matt Colic, he is so fired up.
Yes.
All the time about, I mean, you see Chris Rice and you know he's fired up because he shows it in every way. But Matt Colic, I mean, those two working together, it's just been such a cool thing to see that team grow.
Well, and I thought from the moment they signed Justin Haley, because Justin told us at the time that he was going there because it was a small team and he really liked the idea of helping him build,
right,
and they had plans for that. And it was like the minute, Peter, that they signed Justin Haley, it's like from there it's all been, you know, it's all been climbing north for them.
Absolutely. The floodgates really open with Justin Haley. He took this team to the championship four in 2020.
Yep.
He took them to victory lane multiple times over the last 2 years, and I expect big things from him in that 31 Cup car.
Yeah.
So going back to Xfinity for a second. So last week we had Adam Stern on the show, and Adam was kind of in the midst of this whole controversy involving Brandon Brown and, you know, the whole LGB coin thing and all that. But NASCAR, after we went off the air, or after we recorded the show, NASCAR midweek decided that nope, we're not going to let you have the sponsorship, which it's whatever at this point. But anyway, Brandon Brown decided, I'm going to find a workaround around this. So apparently he had a conversation with NASCAR officials back in November, and NASCAR, he asked them, you know, how should I go about this? And NASCAR told him, well, why don't you sign a personal services agreement with them? Because then you can do whatever you want to outside of the racetrack, but inside the racetrack, you cannot have it on your car. So that's exactly what he did. And it's a seven-figure deal, which will allow him to fund his race team under the table, almost, kind of, so to speak. But
right. Haley Deegan has similar deals with TikTok. She has TikTok partners who aren't involved in her racing at all, but she promotes them on TikTok and gets paid, obviously, for those endorsements.
Hey.
So it's very much in the same vein.
Right.
Yeah. I'm so glad that worked out how it did work out in terms of him still, Brandon still benefiting financially, because the biggest part of this that would have hurt to see is just the financial struggle that they would now have to go through to rebuild and figure out what they were going to do. So I'm very, very excited to know that it was a seven-figure deal and that he can't. Because, yeah, I mean, you do whatever you want and when you're off the racetrack.
Ultimately, he ended up losing a sponsor he had because of the whole you know, coin thing, because he basically was like, I want to go with this sponsor because they're basically going to pay me more money, not knowing that NASCAR was going to turn him down for the sponsorship. And it kind of, you know, put a sour taste into the mouth of the, you know, was it the Hard? It was Hard Lemonade.
Yeah. And I think they mentioned that they're already working through something to be on a different car or something along
that
line.
Take your money and go somewhere else, basically, at this point. But, you know, it's unfortunate for Brandon.
Well, as long as I just hope now we can just all go racing. That's all I'm going to say is, you know, leave it alone. It's great. It worked out. Everybody went. Let's go racing.
Let's just forget all about it. And hopefully Brandon, you know, Brandon's a really good race car driver. We've seen that. So super speedway races
great
and things like that. He's been able to kind of make the most of the, you know, a tough situation and be able to do a lot with what little money he does have for that team. And, you know, ended up getting the win at Talladega and making the playoffs and, you know, ultimately didn't do very well. But, having more money to fund that team and only being a single car team is going to help him out because he's not spending the wealth anywhere.
I can't wait to see what they can do because they have been right there on the verge of greatness. And now, it's going to be cool.
Money gets you in victory lane and then everything will just suddenly go away. And then that's all that matters. So we are going to step aside here and take a break. I do want to mention when we come back, I know we have like a little bit of time, but I want to talk about Sonoma because they've changed the configuration again with Sonoma. And so some people might go boo and some people might not go boo, but I guess it depends on which layout you like. In any event, we will step aside and take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about that Sonoma deal. What is it? What are you laughing at over there?
I just think it's the first time I've ever heard the word boo on this show.
No, it won't be the last either. We'll be back. Think about this. We'll be right back.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including front and rear skid control, and four 20-minute in-your-car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444, Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park. Motorsports Sales Professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded. Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444. Or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com. You want to ask for Sue.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Performance Motorsports Network is a compilation of shows about motorsports. From technical to controversial to just fun, everything you like about racing and gearhead stuff is right here on one internet channel. The Performance Motorsports Network. Tell your friends about it.
Hi, I'm Reed Sorensen. Racing has been a part of me and my family for as long as I can remember. I had to make tough choices early on to get to the top. It took hard work and dedication. But it's those tough choices that help me prepare for challenges I would face as a Cup driver. Make the right choices today and be ready for the challenges tomorrow. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, my name's Eric Jones, and you're listening to The Inside Path.
And yes, Eric will be joining us at some point this season.
Cluster Pluck
is the name of that song.
Yes.
It's Brad Paisley.
I just keep thinking that that's like the most mismatched song for Eric Jones ever. Like,
you guys, that one
needed Tyler Ankrum. That's who it needed.
When Eric comes into the studio to co-host the show, I will ask him about his record collection, and your mind will be blown. You'll have that same Kurt Busch mind blowing emoji that he had at Atlanta. When you find out,
I was just confused on where Tom was going.
He's a country western fan.
I was trying to say the name carefully,
right?
You see,
yes,
because
I was concerned.
I wanted us to do another show next week.
Yeah,
Well, we thank all of you guys for tuning in. Before we go, real quick, Sonoma announced that they were going to go back to the old layout for the races in June this year. So they're going to go back to the chute instead of the carousel. It's a C word. I knew what it was. Whatever. So it's the shorter layout, which some fans are going to say yay, and other fans are going to go boo.
Boo.
Yay.
I mean, well, there you go. You know, Michael McDowell is right. We get road course sports cars, and now we're going to shorten the road courses. We should be running the boot at Watkins Glen.
That would be interesting to see. I would be for that to see it.
You should try it once.
I've always loved just seeing them fly out to that wall.
Yes, the camera guy sitting in that wall, that hole in the fence, is always my favorite shot of that race. Yeah. I hated not seeing it the past couple of years.
And them going around on the little... So anyway.
So we will see what happens in the weeks ahead. That is our show this week, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting us and joining us week in and week out. And we will see you back here, or I guess talk to you here next week on the NCFS. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Inside Pass, powered by mycomputercareer.edu. Training for a better life. You can be an IT professional in as little as 4 months. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation test today. For more exciting and passionate motorsports content, follow The Inside Pass on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and visit theinsidepasslive.com. The opinions expressed by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, affiliates, or marketing partners of The Inside Pass. No part of this show may be reproduced in any manner without the expressed written consent of The Inside Pass. Thank you for listening.